It is 6:21. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. Well, a 14-member panel appointed by the governor coming out with its report today on the state's funding and supervision of legal aid to poor criminal defendants. And it's finding the current system may be leading to wrongful convictions at worst. To talk about what the problems are exactly, I'm joined by Peter Cunningham, the executive director of the Michigan Campaign for Justice. It's a coalition of groups, including the ACLU of Michigan, the Michigan Catholic Conference, bar associations, and others. Peter, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's talk about the money first. Briefly tell me about how much money do we spend in Michigan for the criminal defense of the poor. And how much more do you think we need to spend to improve the systems?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and you're starting with that. And one of the things that the commission looked at is we don't have, in other studies, the 2008, there was a 2008 study of Michigan system, we don't have a very good grasp on exactly how much money is being spent and how it's being spent. And that's one of the big problems. The best estimates are that there's about $75 million being spent in Michigan on indigent defense services, but it varies widely across the state because every local municipality and every county has a different system and spends different amounts. So if you live in one county, you could be receiving very different level of services than somebody right across the county line.
So what is the real problem? I mean, obviously the panel came out and said that there needs to be more supervision, potentially more funding. But what's wrong with the system right now, and where is it falling? Where is it falling through for defendants?
Well, there's the American Bar Association has created 10 principles for a public defense system. And we don't have time to go into all 10 principles, but when recently the state was graded on how we do on all 10 principles, and we received Fs in 5 of those 10 principles, Ds in another 4 of those, and 1 C.
Okay, give me one of what would you say was the 1 or 2 most of the key principles where we're absolutely failing?
The first principle is independence, that the public defense function, including the selection, funding, and payment of defense counsel, is independent. This means that you don't have judges, in particular, who are controlling who gets appointed to defense counsel. This leads to problems that you want a defense counsel who is working for their client, the defendant, as opposed to working for the judge. You know, sometimes to be a good defense attorney, you sometimes have to be a pain in the neck to the judge, and you don't want to, you shouldn't have to worry about raising the ire of the judge in order to do your job adequately.
Interesting. What's the second one, if you could?
A second one would be availability. The defense counsel's workload would be controlled to permit the rendering of quality representation. There is no standards for that. There's not even good data. We don't know, other than anecdotally, a lot of defense attorneys, who provide court-appointed work, have to take on such high caseloads, in part because often the pay scale is so low that they are unable to, spend enough time per case. In fact, there was a study that showed that in one county in Michigan, there was a the defense attorneys on felony cases were spending less than 30 minutes per case.
Let me ask you, though. I mean, if you are getting a public defender to represent you, isn't it realistic to expect that you may get representation that is less effective and less proactive than you would if you were to pay for an expensive private legal attorney?
Well, I think that we have to keep in mind that this is a constitutionally guaranteed right. In the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, right to bear arms. This was one of the bedrock principles of our country, people's right to an adequate defense. I think that everybody should, the founders of our country, thought that everybody deserved the right to an adequate defense. Study after study, and including the commission that just looked at this issue that was appointed by the governor, have come to the conclusion that Michigan is is failing
now,
at providing
now,
that service.
The first principle that you pointed out, this potential bias by the public defender, I mean, that's not a matter of money, right? Do you think most of the issues we have, it's not a matter of additional funding, it's just the systems need to be changed somewhat?
I think that you know, there are a lot of things that could be fixed, you're right, that would not necessarily lead to a dramatic increase in cost. There are, you know, that would be something that just changing the way appointments are selected. And I should point out that in many, you know, in some counties, there are systems that meet that principle. But unfortunately, in the majority of courtrooms in Michigan, the judges have a direct say over who is appointed.
Well, tell me, where in the state would you say the public defender system is the absolute worst? And, of course, if you could compare Lansing to the rest of the state, if possible.
I'd rather not get into, you know, calling out names but you know, there have been numerous studies that, you know, the National Legal Aid and Defender Association study in 2008 pointed to particular problems in Genesee County, and there are, you know, we have a lot of stories of wrongful convictions from Wayne County as well. You know, Ingham County is, I'll be honest, I'm not as familiar with Ingham County. I will say that, you know, one of the things that makes this problem difficult to look at is Ingham County has made up of three separate district court systems, each of which uses a different system for public defense. Mm-hmm. And then there's a circuit court system that's different from that. And I think each one of those do, you know, provide different level of services and approach public defense completely differently. And they all have strengths and weaknesses, but I would say mm-hmm. none of them meet all 10 principles.
So let me ask you about this report. I mean, what's the significance of the report? Obviously, each county is dealing with its own system. Mm-hmm. Why would they respond, and what do you expect to happen now that this report's been released?
Well, I think the significant thing about this report is that the governor named this commission, and he brought stakeholders from all sides of the issue together to work on this. There were judges, circuit court judges, district court judges. There were prosecutors were represented, defense attorneys. You also had people representing taxpayers on the commission, looking at this issue and coming together unanimously. And one of the things that mm-hmm. they found is, you know, Michigan has a tradition of providing these services at the local level, but there's no oversight or accountability, and that's one of the big problems. And Michigan is one of only two states that has all of the services provided at the county level. All the funding for it is at the local level with mm-hmm. no state oversight.
Would you say that, we just have less than a minute now, but would you say that when you look at the statewide issue of our public defender system, that Michigan has one of the worst systems in the country?
Yes, I think that many people have said that about Michigan.
I see. And you're saying it's primarily an issue of oversight, and there needs to be more oversight by the state on what counties are doing?
Well, I think that I think counties are doing the best job that they can, but when there's no standards or accountability, and when counties are facing all of the same revenue problems that everybody, that mm-hmm. all of the, all units of government are facing, if there aren't standards, it's hard for them to
do the right thing sometimes. Certainly
exactly.
Makes sense. Yep. Peter Cunningham, Executive Director of the Michigan Campaign for Justice. Peter, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back, we're going to talk about marketing concepts. The president of JCPenney's just lost his job because, the marketing strategy he proposed fell flat. And how can that be avoided for any company? You'll find out next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.